You're listening to Let's Talk Dentistry with Dr. Marvin. This show is sponsored by the Center for Natural Dentistry in Encinitas, where they take a holistic approach to dentistry and your health.
Good morning. This is Let's Talk Dentistry. I am Dr. Marvin. Thank you for joining me today. For the next 25 minutes, we're going to talk about dentistry. That's right. We talk about dentistry for the last few years. We've talked about dentistry every morning. Every Saturday morning around this time. And hopefully this is not your first time. You're a repeat listener and you join me because you want to learn something new. And that's what we do. I am the owner and one of the dentists at the Center for Natural Dentistry, an office here in San Diego that offers a different approach to dentistry, a more health-oriented approach, an approach that's more common sense. And we like to think that we're doing the best dentistry around. That's right. Dentistry should be about the best dentistry for your health, not for your teeth. And that's what I talk about every single week. If you want to schedule an appointment with us, you want to call our telephone number at our office. That's 760-536-1199. 760-536-1199. Another way to learn and learn more about what we do is to go to our website, and that's trynaturaldentistry.com. That's T-R-Y, naturaldentistry.com. And if you are on Facebook, look us up, Center for Natural Dentistry. Last week, we talked a lot about certain things that you should look for into a dentist. I have a lot of patients or a lot of people that ask me to refer them to a dentist in their area. And unfortunately, there aren't many dentists that do what I do. And since there aren't many dentists, I can't really refer people to anyone. But I did offer some tips on what to look for and what to ask, because a lot of people just don't know what questions to ask. So last week's show, if you missed that show, go to our website and or just tune in every single week. Maybe I'll repeat a lot of the topics that I have previously talked about. Today's show, let's talk about today's show. Today, I want to talk about toxic dental materials. Now, this is a topic that you're not going to get to talk with your dentist about, either because they don't want to talk to you about it, because they don't know about it, or they don't have time to talk to you about it. That's one thing a lot talked about last week was when you're talking to your dentist, ask them good questions and see how they respond. If they respond like, oh, you don't know what you're talking about, that's fine. Listen to my answer and then that's it. And let's move forward with the treatment. That's not the type of dentist that you probably want to be with. You need to ask the right questions first, and that's what that show was about. So today we're going to talk about toxic dental materials and some questions that you may want to ask your dentist, and also some bottom line statements that are going to really blow the socks off. So let's talk about plastic fillings. So plastic fillings, other names could be composite fillings or resin fillings. These are white-colored or tooth-colored fillings. They have lots of different shades. There's a lot of different manufacturers out there making these from all over the world. So there are literally thousands of different types of these white plastic fillings. There is another category that of white fillings. Those are called glass ionomers, and they just really haven't caught on. We don't use them in our office. They have a lot of fluoride in them, and one of the things that we don't believe in is a lot of fluoride. But that is used a lot in fillings for cavities. But I want to touch more on the resin or the composite fillings that most dentists are using, and we do use composite fillings too. So some things that you need to be on the lookout for composite fillings are the fluoride. Since we're not a big fluoride user or promoter, we choose filling materials that don't have fluoride. On the other side, there are a lot of dentists that love to have fluoride in everything. So there are manufacturers that are placing fluoride in these plastic fillings because they believe or they think that there's a benefit. So if they think that fluoride is good, let's just put fluoride in everything. And if we expose the patient to more fluoride, that can be good. As you know, fluoride is a poison. That's the reason why on your toothpaste, it's an active ingredient. If you wanted a high fluoride toothpaste, you would need a prescription for it because it is a drug. It is a medication. So we don't like exposing more toxins to people than necessary. So we're not going to be placing fillings that have fluoride in them. There's also aluminum in these white fillings and barium in these fillings. And a lot of these fillings have metals in them, even though they don't show up as silver or gold. They have metals in them specifically for the dentist to be able to notice that they are fillings in future x-rays. So if they put a filling into your mouth, they like to know that it is a filling on an x-ray so they won't think that it is a cavity. So it does have some good reasons why they put metals in there, but it's not enough a good enough reason for me. I want to make sure that we use the least toxic materials as possible. Now the next material that, ingredient that's used in plastic fillings are BPA type of derivatives. Now we're talking about BIS-GMA and BIS-DMA, and there's a difference between those two. But for the most part, BPA, if you haven't heard of BPA, it stands for bisphenol A, and it's controversial because it's a chemical. It is found in a lot of plastics. There's a lot of food and drink packaging. It's found in water bottles. That's why you see a lot of BPA-free bottles out now. There's toys, compact discs, foods, cups. There's a lot of products that have plastic that have BPA in them. And what happens is that BPA leaks out of the plastic and can actually get into your food, and actually the chemical will go into your body. Lab studies have shown that BPA interferes with how hormones operate in the body, such as the production, secretion, function, and elimination processes. So it's like estrogen. So if it's like estrogen, your body's going to react as if it were estrogen. So you obviously want to minimize your exposure to BPA. Now, BPA, BIS-GMA, and BIS-DMA are found in a lot of filling materials. I mean, a lot of these composite filling materials. So if you're like me and want to minimize your amount of exposure to them, then you probably don't want to have BPA in your filling materials. And unfortunately, most dentists are unaware of this and they won't know anything about them. So that's my talk about BPA. There's other characteristics about composite fillings, pros and cons. Some of them can bond better. Some of them have more strength. Some of them are easier to place, but that's for the dentist to deal with. So if your dentist wants to be fast and do more or get through with the procedure quicker, then they may use a different filling material just because it has those properties. In our office, we want to use materials that not only last, that have a nice color, that are easier for us to use, that bond well, but also are less toxic. So that's very important. Most dentists won't choose a different filling material just because you ask for it. They pretty much have one brand of plastic filling material, and they're going to use what they've always used. So that's one particular toxic dental material that most dentists and most people aren't aware of, and that's the reason why we have this show. You're listening to Let's Talk Dentistry. I am Dr. Marvin. We're a licensed dentist here in California that does biological, holistic, healthy dentistry, and this is what this show is all about. Today we're talking about toxic dental materials. We're going to talk a little bit about mercury fillings, mercury amalgam fillings. I just read an article where a dentist says they should not be called mercury fillings because there's only a small amount of mercury. Well, I got to tell you, that dentist has been brainwashed by the American Dental Association. The amount of mercury in mercury or amalgam fillings is over 50%. If it's over 50%, that means the majority of it is mercury. And if the majority of it is mercury, they should be calling them mercury fillings, not silver fillings. So though there are very good things about mercury fillings, such as they're very functional and they're strong and that they do last. Dentists are taught that they have very little mercury, but that's untrue. As you know, mercury is a poison. We should minimize our exposure to these poisons. It even says on the box that we should not use them in children under 6 years old or women that are childbearing age. There's also other metals in the amalgam because the mercury amalgam is a mixture, and it could have copper in it and tin and zinc and silver. So all of those can cause health issues with you. So again, know your dental materials, know your plastic materials, and know your mercury fillings. There's also porcelain restorations. So porcelain restorations, they can be made out of inlays, onlays. There's many different types of. There's just as many porcelain materials as there are filling materials. So you just can't say porcelain. There's Emax, there's lithium disilicate, there's zirconium, there's feldspathic, and then there's other formulations out there. So there are so many dental materials out there. There's no way any one person could be up to date with every single material in dentistry. There are crowns out there. There's metal crowns. If you ask your dentist to make a porcelain crown, they may choose a porcelain that's baked onto metal. And these metals act as a substructure for strength, but they can also contain nickel. Nickel is cancer causing. It's a neurological toxin. There's also palladium. There's also cobalt, cadmium, barium. Now, it's not just all precious metals like gold and platinum. It's a mixture. And the more gold in it, the softer it is, but also the more expensive. So since the price of gold has increased so much, a lot of dentists aren't even placing gold restorations. Just because it's yellow gold doesn't mean it's 100% gold. Just like when you buy some jewelry, you can get 10 karat or 14 karat gold, and it's not pure 24 karat gold. It's an alloy. It's lower quality. There's a less gold content. And that's the same thing with a lot of dentistry and with these crowns and bridges that our dentists are placing. Be very cautious of what dentists put in your mouth, because it's not only going to cost you to do the dentistry, but it's also going to cost you in the time, energy, and also the money to replace the dentistry that other person did. Like, I am all about preserving tooth structure. Well, if you come to me and I say that you need to do a certain crown, but you go to another dentist because it's $50 cheaper, you may have to come back to me. I'll tell you that the material that they use was not compatible to you and it's affecting your health. I'll go ahead and take it off, but there's going to be more damage to your tooth by doing this dentistry the second time. Why didn't we do it the first time? Because people are trying to save a buck. That's not what we're here for. What we're here for is to provide the best dentistry with the knowledge and expertise to know which material to use. So be very careful when you go to dentists and you ask for porcelain crowns. They could be using metal crowns, and also the porcelain could be bad. There's aluminum in porcelain. There's iron oxides in porcelain. There's a lot of materials in these porcelains. I had a patient at the Earth Fair. I'm sorry, a person come out to the Earth Fair that told me that the dentist placed an Emax. That's a newer restoration, newer porcelain. Put an Emax in his mouth, and he knew immediately that that was not good for his health. But the dentist insisted that the Emax was perfect. Well, he had a lot of health issues because of that tooth pain and all these other health issues, and he had to force the dentist to take that restoration, that Emax restoration, out of his mouth. And when he did, he instantly felt better. And how can this be? When supposedly all these manufacturers did all these tests and all these dentists, and they're telling everyone that it's a good material to use, but they're not checking the biocompatibility with individuals. It's very important. I had same thing this last couple of weeks. I had a patient come in with zirconium. A lot of biological dentists, a lot of regular dentists are starting to love this zirconium oxide or zirconia dental materials. Bruxer crowns and all these. We took it out of this one patient's mouth. She had three of them. Two were on a root canal treated teeth, but the root canal treated teeth were fine. And we took out the crowns, and within 3 days, she had these little boils on her skin, on her face, completely eliminated because we eliminated the toxins that are affecting her health. Now, it could be affecting her health, and in another person, it couldn't affect their health. But that's some of the stuff that we do. We test beforehand. What about titanium implants? Titanium is used a lot. Since we do ceramic implants, zirconium implants, we don't place titanium implants anymore. And titanium has its issues. Just ask Dick Van Dyke and all his issues that went away. Headaches and migraines. General feeling of sickness. Getting sick more often. Everything could come from toxic dental materials. Do you have a denture? Do you have a flipper? Do you have a partial denture? A lot of these dentures are made out of materials that have cadmium in it, and cadmium is a neurotoxin. The teeth themselves, the wires that they use, they can have stainless steel or nickel chromium. Those are bad for you. Polymethyl methacrylate. That is the materials that are used for bite guards and for the pink parts of partials and dentures. If your dentist is using those and you have redness on your gums, you could be allergic to it. If polymethyl methacrylate, I want you to go find some super glue and look at the ingredients. That's what it is. When you crack open super glue and you smell it, it has a strong smell, and you have to take a step back because of the strong smell. Well, those materials are constantly giving off fumes. And if they're constantly giving off fumes and you keep that in your mouth for a long time, what's the long-term effects of that? Orthodontics, sleep apnea appliances, there are dental materials everywhere. And dentists are not checking to see if they're good for you. They're just using them because that's what they've used in the past and that's what their colleagues use. So it's very important that you make the right decision. So let's get to the bottom line, okay? If you want to live a long, healthy lifestyle, you need to make a decision to minimize the amount of toxins in your life. We're talking about the air you breathe, the food you eat, whatever you put in your mouth, the drinks, whatever you smoke, whatever you put on your body, your lotion, your antiperspirant, your makeup, your clothes that you wear, the sheets that you sleep on, the bed, the mold in your house, the air in your house, the air outside of your house, the air inside your car, the food, when you go outside, when you go cycling or a bicycle, is the air you breathe healthy? You need to make decisions in whether those are good for you. And think of it as accumulating over time. So if you're accumulating these toxins over time and you want to minimize your health risk, then you need to make choices to minimize your level of toxins. And that's what we're talking about in dentistry. We want to minimize your exposure to toxins. Just because you have a little bit of BPA in a filling doesn't mean that you don't get to add all that BPA from the plastic container or plastic Tupperware you cooked your food in with in the microwave. It doesn't take into account the liquid that you're drinking from the BPA from the water bottle. It's all accumulating over time. So what you need to do is prevent toxins from your life, and it's much better to know what's going on beforehand so you can make a decision whether you want to increase your burden of toxicity. Because personally, I feel that toxicity causes chronic illnesses. It causes a lot of inflammation. Your body is reacting to all these toxins constantly over time, and pretty much your immune system gives up, and then you start becoming more prone to illness, and you get other chronic diseases like heart troubles, strokes, diabetes, autoimmune problems. You name it, most chronic illnesses are an inflammatory disease, and a lot of people are going after the wrong topic. The topic should be toxins. So, what you want to do is, if you start developing symptoms, figure out the cause, but a lot of times it's a lot difficult to do that, or it's too late to do that. So, if you are going to be proactive with your health, you want to try and minimize your exposure to toxins, not only in dentistry, but all over. But if it is with dentistry, I want you to go to a dentist that understands that dental materials can and are toxic. Because those type of dentists will go out and search and find out how, well, what material is best, well, because there's not one best material, but the better materials. And that dentist is going to test each patient before the dentistry is performed. That's one thing that we pride ourselves in at the Center for Natural Dentistry is we test our materials before we use them. We don't want to use test afterward, or we don't want to just not test and just hope that the material doesn't react to you. We test beforehand, and that's very important. We don't charge an additional fee to test these materials. And we also use biocompatible materials like BPA-free and fluoride-free and zirconium implants and feldspathic porcelain. We test these materials way ahead of time so we have a good idea of how to prepare the teeth and how long it's going to take. It's just an extra or an additional level of care that I believe that most dentists are not doing or they don't care to do. And then finally, there is always some level of toxicity in all dental materials. Yes, I am a purist, but the best dental material to repair your teeth with a lot of times is your own enamel. Unfortunately, we're not growing teeth and we don't have enamel in a dispenser that we can put on your teeth. Enamel is very brittle, we can't grow it, and we can't bond it to your teeth. So don't even think about, that idea of putting enamel just yet. But when it comes to dental materials, we have to use the safest material, even though it's not the ideal or the original material. So, one other idea that I don't want you to forget is that just because it works for me doesn't necessarily mean it doesn't work for you. A lot of dentists will say, when they're talking about amalgam fillings, they'll say, "Look, see, I have an amalgam filling in my mouth, and look, I'm okay." Well, that's not a very good reason because they may not be okay on the inside, they just don't feel any symptoms. And the second thing is it may be okay for them, but for everyone, for someone else, it could be toxic because they're not testing individuals. So that's another problem. And when you ask a dentist if they would do it all over again, place a mercury filling in their mouth, they would say they would put something different, okay? Because they would put something white and obviously doesn't have mercury in it. So if you do have a choice, if it's for your child, for your spouse, or for yourself, I want you to choose health because you don't know what material or what toxin could put you over the edge and eventually cause whatever the cancer or the chronic illness that everyone hopes that they never get. God forbid that we get these, but a lot of people, even the young people, are getting ill, and we are supposedly the smartest, healthiest country out there. And that really irks me because this is where capitalism and healthcare just don't match up. When you go to a doctor, they are looking for your health interest, but they're also looking out for their pocketbook. And it's a very difficult decision for dentists to do or doctors to do. But just kind of remember where they're coming from. And of course, prevention is key. Let's stop talking about how fluoride can prevent cavities when eating healthy can prevent cavities. It's very important. When you're overweight, we don't talk about the surgery, the bariatric surgery, or the tummy tuck. Let's talk about the diet and the exercise that should be the focus. So let's get down to the cause. I am Dr. Marvin. I'm going to offer a special today for today's listeners only. I want to offer those that listen today the first three callers who call this number, 760-536-1199. I'd like to see you, a new patient. I'd like to go over, do an exam. If you pay for an exam, I will give you your x-rays and a free cleaning. X-rays and a free cleaning. That offer is $199. Or you pay $199, then you get the x-rays, which is for some places like $350. Ours is going to be free. And a cleaning. It's $100. That'll be free. So take advantage of this special today. That number is 760-536-1199. 760-536-1199. Thanks for joining me today. I always love talking to you, and I hope you love listening. Keep smiling and have a great week.
You've been listening to Let's Talk Dentistry with Dr. Marvin. This show is sponsored by the Center for Natural Dentistry in Encinitas, where they take a holistic approach to dentistry and your health.